to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Everybody's got their favorite programs. I get that. But we're going to stop spending. We're going to do it two ways. One is I will travel across this country to help pass a balanced budget amendment to the United States Constitution. That is an absolute must. And until we get that done, I'm not going to be bashful about taking a veto pen out of my pocket and vetoing spending. And that's, you know, sorry if that makes anybody mad. I'm not going to Washington, D.C. To be most popular. I'm going to Washington, D.C. to try to save this country from this monumental debt that is going to kill our kids' future.
Texas Governor Rick Perry out on the campaign trail in Iowa is how we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome in. Doug Steffen here with our daily overview of the hot hits in talk radio. And here's Carl Cameron, who caught up with Rick Perry and asked him what people ought to know about him as a candidate.
What do you want caucus voters to know about you as a candidate for president?
Yeah, well, the issue in this campaign is going to be about jobs, and we're working, getting America working again. I mean, that's the story, getting America working again. And this president and his regulations in particular, today we're calling for a moratorium on all new federal regulations. My message is, Mr. President, set the people free. Set the people free to get back to work. Set the people free from these regulations. And that's the story, is getting America working again. I mean, that's the way we're going to deal with the debt. That's the way we're going to deal with being able to have a strong military. If you don't have the resources coming in where the private sector job creators are creating wealth, then your economy is going to go in the toilet, which is exactly what has happened in America over the last 3 years with this monstrous debt.
All of the candidates talk about fixing the jobs problem, righting the economy, ousting President Obama from the campaign. One of your rivals, Mitt Romney, says that's in his wheelhouse. So what do you want folks in Iowa to understand about the differences between the two of you, Mitt Romney and your parents?
Right. Well, I just say look at the record. Look at the record of Massachusetts while he was the governor there, and look at the record of Texas while I've been the governor there. We created more jobs than any other state in the nation. From June of 2009 until present, 40% of all the jobs in America. Nobody in this race can say that. We've done it. I mean, it's easy to get up and talk accolades and I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. But we've done it in the state of Texas. We kept our taxes low. We have a regulatory climate that is fair and predictable. A legal system that doesn't allow for overselling. We passed the most sweeping tort reform. Matter of fact, we passed loser pays in Texas this last session. Texas is a haven for people who want to work, and I want to do that for America.
The hometown paper of your rival, Romney, in Boston, says that you're his worst nightmare, and they're talking jobs. Why do you suppose they feel that way?
Well, you know, I hope I'm President Obama's worst nightmare. I mean, he's the real problem here. It's his policies. It's his EPA administrator. It's his people that he's put in place that's strangling America with their regulations, with their debt. And Americans have had enough. I mean, you see a popularity or a favorable rating below 40% now, and it's because he's hurting American families. The best way you can take care of your family is have a job. And my goal is going to be all about looking at everything, whether it's taxes, regulation, whatever, is a hurdle for an American to have a job. We're going to go try to knock those down.
Some folks are already saying, is the country ready for another Texan? And there's the reference, obviously, to the last president from Texas in the White House. How do you differentiate yourself from your predecessor as the Lone Star State's governor?
Well, you know, they're not all carbon copies in Texas. And you know, I tell people, I say, one of the quick ways to tell the difference is, you know, he's a Yale graduate, I'm a Texas A&M graduate. But the fact is, it doesn't matter where you're from. The next president of the United States, which state they're from, doesn't matter. What matters is what's in their heart and what's in their mind. And what's in my mind and what's in my heart is we're going to get America working again.
Now, when you talk about what's in your heart, you had recently at the National Day of Prayer for the Country, and it got criticized a little bit. Were you surprised by the way a lot of folks kind of tried to knock that down and said it was a bad thing?
No, I think the liberals, you know, they hate any time that faith shows up anywhere. And this wasn't about me. It was just a group of people that we asked to get together and pray for this nation. I think that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, ended up, wasn't just me and a few people. Over 30,000 folks showed up and just prayed for America. And I hope people all over this country will pray for America, because Lord knows we need it.
Up next, more opinions and reaction to Rick Perry, who's joining the presidential race next here on the Talk Radio Review.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom, the X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
The countdown continues with a focus on Texas Governor Rick Perry and his running for president. On MSNBC, Chris Jensing talked to analyst Michael Isikoff about Perry and some of the issues that are already cropping up about his fundraising methods.
He is one of the most successful fundraisers in the country. And while the rules in Texas are far more lax than for a national campaign, more than a half dozen pro-Perry super PACs have been established, and that would allow some big checks to be written for him. NBC News national investigative correspondent Michael Isikoff joins me now. Michael, these super PACs legally are barred from giving directly to or coordinating spending with campaigns. But in reality, how independent are these groups?
Well, that is really one of the big issues of this election. And it's not just Rick Perry. All the major candidates now have these super PACs run by former aides, political associates that are clearly working in sync with the campaigns, if not directly coordinating them. So with Rick Perry, for instance, we learned last week that one of the new super PACs, Make America Great Again, has been founded by Mike Toomey, who's Rick Perry's former chief of staff, who's in business with his campaign manager, and clearly has very long-standing connections with Rick Perry himself.
Yeah, and some of them even, Michael, have the name in their title. One is Americans for Rick Perry. The other is Veterans for Rick Perry. On the other hand, even given that and the connections, the clear connections with the people who run it and the candidate himself, what are the chances that the rules of super PACs would ever be enforced against Perry or anybody else?
Not very. We learned a couple weeks ago that Mitt Romney has been speaking at fundraising dinners for his super PAC, Restore Our Future, which is run by three former Romney political aides. And one of the reasons he was able to do that is On the Democratic side, they asked for an FEC ruling. Can candidates speak at these super PACs? And they got it. So if the candidates themselves can speak at events sponsored by the super PACs, how could you ever make a case of improper coordination when it's happening right before our eyes with the blessing? What this really has done is completely disintegrate the rules on campaign fundraising this year. While the campaigns are limited to these $2,500 donations, you have these super PACs collecting, in some cases, millions of dollars for individual contributors. All the rules are gone.
Radio host Terry Gilbert talking to political strategist Leslie Sorrell about the good and the bad of Mr. Perry.
Since Rick Perry became governor of Texas, which is a right-to-work state that taxes either personal income or capital gains, added more jobs than the other 49 states combined. That's a plus in my mind. In the last 2 years, low taxes and little regulation led the state to create 47% of all the jobs created in the entire nation. 5 of the top 10 cities with the highest job growth in the nation are in Texas. And since jobs are so important, and since people follow jobs, the last 4 years for which data is available, Texas led every state in net interstate migration growth. So it sounds like you've got an even bigger Lone Star State out there. Perry signed groundbreaking loser pay tort reform and medical litigation rules that cause malpractice insurance rates to fall. Some 20,000 doctors now have since moved to Texas. Wow. Tort reform. That is really important. We sure didn't see any of that in Obamacare. This is very good in the jobs front, and my suspicion on the campaign trail is that he is going to really tout that, and probably the loser pays tort reform and medical litigation rules. Talk to us a little bit about how he got that legislation through and so on and so forth.
Well, he has certainly made, Texas has always kind of been a business-friendly state, and he has continued to encourage that. The people in the legislature, have done that too. That was a tough fight. Obviously, there was a lot of trial attorney money going into that, but he was determined, as so many of the conservatives in the legislature were at that time, and doctors, that despite it being a tough battle, they did come out ahead, and obviously the state is better off as a result.
During that last prayer rally, there was a lot of criticism that he allowed sponsorships to the prayer rally with far-right extreme religious zealots, the evangelicals that are way, way to the right. Leslie, talk a little bit to our audience about how that went over in the state of Texas, and if that was really that smart, because while it was a Rick Perry thing, the sponsors were zealots, religious zealots.
Right. Well, he was certainly trying to court, despite objections, he was trying to reach out to the religious right, which is a strong voting bloc. As many people as it upset for that, there was a lot of people that said, hey, more elected officials need to be doing this. But even if you think highly of the governor, I think everyone did see that as, for the most part, a political ploy to win over that group. It was certainly a smart move politically. It made headlines across the nation.
Up next, fallout from this weekend's straw poll in Iowa, as Tim Pawlenty is out, and many are questioning whether the straw poll really matters. As long as you get enough food out of it, I guess that's what the most important thing is. That's up next on The Countdown.
Hi folks, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here with eFoods Direct. July is over and our customers love the Freedom Food Giveaway.
Thanks to all of you who registered for the giveaway, and congratulations to the winners who were from Kentucky, North Carolina, Minnesota, and California. They all received a 1-year supply of food free.
And now we launch into August with a big celebration, our 30-year anniversary in the long-term storable food business.
Golly, it's hard to believe we've been helping people with the best food on the planet for 3 decades.
Folks, to celebrate,
celebrate, you can get our premier one-year Freedom Food Supply for 30% off.
Wow, that's lower than 1981 prices.
Help us celebrate 30 years and get the lowest price ever on a one-year Freedom Supply.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom.
This is a limited-time offer. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. Call 800-250-1857.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen talking about talk radio and talk television, the new media. What is the buzz? The presidential race and this weekend's straw poll in Iowa. Here is Mitch Henk with John Coburn talking about this weekend's action and if Iowa straw polls really make any difference anymore.
Tim Pawlenty of Minnesota is out of the presidential race. Yeah. And the straw poll was this weekend in Ames, which is traditionally a big deal. And traditionally in that event where you have all these people go to an arena and it's like a fair. They have all kinds of tents and music and food. And then they go in and they hear the speeches of the candidates and they vote. And Michelle Bachmann wins with over 4,000 votes, barely defeats Ron Paul, the Libertarian, less than 200 votes.
Yeah, just a handful.
But everybody knows who's covered politics that is a forum for activists. Only activists show up on a Saturday in the summer and go to a political event. Most normal people are not doing that, so the hardcore people who sleep in sleeping bags for their cause are going to show up at that thing. And so everybody, I thought Ron Paul could win it, or Michelle Bachmann, because she's sort of the rock star of the moment on the, certainly the Christian, conservative wing of the party, and they're all showing up, and pro-life activists and so forth, family values, all the family groups, and Ron Paul has the libertarians. So a mainstream politician like a Tim Pawlenty is not going to do as well in this type of an event. He finished third.
Mm-hmm.
Now
and then withdrew yesterday.
And they said, well, he was supposed to do better than that. Well, but Tommy Thompson last time finished sixth in that.
Right.
And you remember, John, he campaigned in every one of Iowa's 99 counties over a course of a year.
Mm-hmm.
And he finished sixth.
Had a motor home. And
he had 35 buses to the event, and
involved.
Then he dropped out the next day.
Right.
A few cycles before Lamar Alexander, who spent 2 years of his life in Iowa, finished too far down and got out the next day. And the reason they don't do it is because they can't raise money. But does anybody in the right mind think that a guy like Pawlenty could do better than a Bachmann or a Ron Paul in that kind of an activist forum?
Well, it's all, perception, and I guess the perception was that he had better do better.
Well, it's just not going to happen.
In 2000, George Bush won I think he's the only one.
1999,
who has won the only GOP candidate who has won the...
Romney won it last time, but didn't win the nomination. You're right, George W. Bush.
Who went on to become, win the nomination, become president.
But I just, it's only for activists.
Activists
do well in that thing.
Yeah.
Talk host Helen Glover with Dan Strauss from The Hill about the significance of the straw poll, since more often than not a win there doesn't mean anything.
The Iowa straw poll, why is this such, why does it have this much importance? Because I think, as I was reading over the weekend, there's only been one Republican to win the Iowa straw poll to go on and win the White House, and that was George Bush back in 2000. So why do we put so much emphasis on the Iowa straw poll?
Well, it's considered, the way that any Republican presidential candidate can get the big momentum. It's one of those early markers to see who's got a lot of attention, who has a lot of the support of an early and important primary state.
So this can be something for them to maybe up the donations coming in, get some more fuel into their campaign.
Right. Exactly.
So Tim Pawlenty, I mean, this was really a must-win for him. He came off the debate, depending on, you know, what strategist you want to read, he came off the debate feeling a little bit combative with Michelle Bachmann, didn't really have the strong grab-ya line from that debate, so his campaign was already on life support. He's been really pouring all of the effort into Iowa, and he comes up a poor third.
Right. You know, like you said, third is actually not that bad. In an Iowa straw poll, it's pretty good, actually. And if you had just looked, if Pawlenty hadn't been laying the groundwork for his campaign for a while, if he hadn't come in as someone who's considered like a major prospect for the nomination, it wouldn't have been a reason for Pawlenty to drop out. But like you said, he had been laying the groundwork specifically to do well in the Ames straw poll. He had been polling well below expectations, and you know, frankly, he had been increasingly compared on the losing end to Michelle Bachmann. So it's really no surprise, actually, if you look at it that way, that he dropped out.
The Donald up next on the candidates who are running so far on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Ray, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
A chip is 1,000 microcracks waiting to spread. One big bump and crack. We'll have to replace the whole windshield. But not if we repair the chip first with Safe Light's exclusive resin. It bonds stronger and lasts longer than other resins. And we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount. A discount for the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tuff shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tuff shelter and accessories included at TurtleTuffShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleTuffShelters.com. Turtle Tuff Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to our Talk Radio Countdown Show, second half hour, with a focus still on the presidential race. From Fox, Clayton Morris, Gretchen Carlson, Brian Kilmeade talked to Donald Trump about his impressions of the Republican field.
When you look at the presidential field right now, is there anyone out there who you say, you know what, that guy gets into Washington, that woman gets into Washington, that's the person that's going to cut spending, change everything?
Well, the ones that seem to be doing the best, really, if you look at Michelle Bachmann, who's done really a good job in terms of getting herself into that race, she's really a big cutter. She wants to be a big cutter. She talks about budget. She talks about not approving the ceiling, et cetera, et cetera. And the ones that really are strong in that way, and I think that's maybe why Pawlenty didn't work out so well, although he really did blow the big question when they asked him the question about Romney.
Mm-hmm.
It was a softball just sitting up there, and he refused to hit it. So, you know, I think that hurt him very badly. But they want strong people. They want people that are going to cut. They want people that are going to make this country great again. And you don't have too many of them out there, that I can tell you. And certainly the one that really isn't there is the president.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because I think with Pawlenty dropping out over the weekend, it really shows how important your connection with the audience matters when you're running for president. Because most people who are on the Republican side would probably agree with his policies. It's just that for whatever reason, yeah, they find something more charismatic about those people that do better. Would you agree with that assessment?
Well, I would. He never hit the cord. You know, this is a different age. They say Abraham Lincoln could never, ever have been elected because, you know, he wasn't supposed to be exactly Cary Grant, all right? This is the age of television, and you really have to connect. And if you're not telegenic, unfortunately, that's not a good thing. That's probably a bad thing to a certain extent because you have so many unbelievably capable people. But Pawlenty never, ever connected. They want somebody, and I'm not sure that's a telegenic thing. I think he just wasn't giving a tough message.
Now, the president is on a three-day bus tour. He's going to Minnesota, and he's going to Iowa today. One of his themes is he's going to be tougher on Republicans and start saying, I'm with the people. The Republicans are the ones who are intransigent, who are not giving in and allowing things to be all gritted up. What's your response?
Well, my response is that we have a president who's destroying this nation. He's putting us in a position where we may never be able to come back if we keep going at this down this path. And, you know, I look at him campaigning, and I look at him getting on a 747 that is so expensive. I know all about aircraft. So expensive, the most expensive plane you can get to fly. And I wonder, does he pay for that out of his campaign, or is that being paid for?
No, it's tax dollars, Donald. Because
I think it's absolutely horrible. I think it's horrible.
This is being billed as a jobs sort of a tour, not a campaign tour.
Yeah, but then he does six stops trying to raise money. I'll tell you what, I think the use of that plane for campaigning purposes is a disgrace to this country.
Hmm.
Well, you know, there's a long history of presidents using and flying in and out of towns. The question is whether or not this is actually going to resonate with the American public. As he's heading into these states right now, you know, Minnesota, Illinois, and Iowa, Donald, where independents, you're an independent guy. Right now, he's not sitting so well with the independents out there in Iowa. 60% disapproval rating among independents in Iowa.
Well, I can't figure out who are the 40% that would be maybe modestly in favor of him. I just don't understand it. This country, it is doing so poorly under his leadership. The policies are so bad. The taxing policies are so bad. It's just we don't have it as a country anymore. We don't have the leader. And when he can use a plane like we discussed to go and campaign and raise, they say, $1 billion, who would put up money for this man's campaign? It's hard to believe.
Radio man Robert Reese here talking about some of the candidates and how most people seem to be waiting for somebody else to join the race.
You hear from a lot of people on Facebook and other sources that they're not happy with the current lineup of the GOP. And it makes you wonder why. And when you've got somebody like Michelle Bachmann won the Iowa straw poll, but Mitt Romney didn't even participate. Despite that, all the polls around the country still show Mitt Romney with a very significant lead over Michelle Bachmann. And so, in thinking about this, it's like, and now we hear from the Obama campaign that they're going to, quote, kill Mitt Romney, meaning his campaign. They're just going to go after him. They're not going to, like, you know, hire an assassin. They're just going and attacking him and his campaign, both his character and his record. They're going to run a smear campaign against him, basically. And so Mitt Romney is still the clear front runner in this ordeal. And so the question is, why is everybody still looking for somebody else? And that's the answer, because of Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is leading the entire race, and I think there's a lot of the establishment in the GOP, and not just the establishment, just regular Republicans, who are concerned about Mitt Romney being the nominee for the Republican Party in this upcoming election to go against Barack Obama. Now, look, I agree with Mark Levin. I think an orange soda can beat Obama at this point. I really think he is very, very beatable. I think people are overestimating America's love affair with Obama. But when it comes to Mitt Romney, why is there a concern of having Mitt Romney go up against Obama? Because there's some people's concerns, like myself, that say, well, you know, Mitt Romney isn't the most conservative individual in the race, but he still would be a million times better president than President Obama. And frankly, he very well may be the most qualified candidate when it comes to the economy.
Up next, we shift gears to an article Warren Buffett wrote in the New York Times about taxing the rich. A lot of buzz on that on the Talk Radio Countdown show.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
Yes, Warren Buffett, New York Times, quotes him as suggesting it's time to stop coddling the super rich. So talk host Tony Gates here with financial analyst James Westenbarger about Buffett and raising taxes on the wealthiest here in America.
What's happening, Jamie?
Warren Buffett thinks he should be taxed more. He's got to be the only person in America to think that. We have,
you know, but now this is a guy.
Report.
Wait a minute. Let's stop there. This is a guy that, you know, they auctioned for charity the chance to have lunch with Warren Buffett, and it goes for like $2 million. He's one of the supposedly the biggest minds out there, and he's saying stop coddling the super rich. He says that we need to raise taxes on the country's super rich to help cut the budget deficit. I mean, not just of himself, but, I mean, will people listen to him?
Yeah, I'm sure he has people that listen to him, but it's an odd argument, to say the least. I don't think he has very many friends that are in similar tax brackets as him that feel as he does. It's interesting because he points out something that is true, and that is that as you move up the tax brackets, you actually end up paying a lot less in taxes because of the write-offs and things of that nature that you have. As well as the fact that he makes a lot of dividend income, and dividends, when they're long-term, capital gains and dividends are taxed at much lower rates. So a lot of his income isn't necessarily of the W-2 variety. So it definitely changes his overall tax structure. Interestingly, he's always been against a flat tax, but in a way he's kind of arguing for it with his latest discussion. So, but it is a reality. I mean, the more money people make, they tend to be business owners. They tend to be invested in the market, so they have a lot of different types of income, which are not necessarily taxed the same way that, you know, somebody who's working 40 hours a week and getting a paycheck on Friday is.
What would you say is the average percent? I mean, you know, if you argue for a flat tax, what is the average American? I mean, across the board, what is the mean tax percent bracket that they're paying?
You know, I actually don't know that answer, but I would assume that, you know, someone making, $60,000-$70,000 is probably paying somewhere in the 15% range. Where there's a great disparity is when someone goes over $100,000 but is below, you know, Warren Buffett territory. They tend to pay a lot higher tax rates, kind of in that, you know, upper middle income area, and those are the people that generally spend a lot more on taxes. And interestingly, about that, you know, there's a lot of talk over the last few years about the alternative minimum tax and trying to help people get out of it and that type of thing. It was designed originally to catch rich people from, you know, getting out of paying taxes, and it assesses a minimum tax rate. The minimum tax rate in the alternative minimum tax is 25%, which is actually lower than the top tax rate. So most extremely wealthy people would prefer to be in the alternative minimum tax than in their actual tax rate. So what it's effectively become is a flat tax on middle-income earners. So in a way, we kind of have the beginnings of a flat tax system, because the alternative minimum tax catches more and more people every year, and it tends to be those people in that $100,000 range.
Here's radio talk man Avi Nelson. Wants to know if Warren Buffett wants to pay more taxes. Hey, why not you? Go ahead. Nobody's stopping you.
If a millionaire or a billionaire had all his money under the proverbial mattress, he wouldn't pay a dime in income taxes if the rate were 99% or 0.9%. Not a farthing would he pay, because it's on income, not wealth. Now, if you impose a tax on the millionaires, on the money that he has, you're going to transfer that money from the bank to the government. And all you have done is you have changed the decision-making authority. Instead of it being the decision being made in the private sector by investment bankers, venture capitalists, and the like, it's going to be made by governmental authorities. And you have a choice. Which do you think is better? If you really believe that the government will do a better job with that money than the private sector, then I suggest you're in one of two categories. Either you're delusional or you're a communist, because I think it makes no sense. But that's what this discussion is all about. And the reason it resonates, the reason that the Democrats keep coming back to it, is because class warfare seems to play. Certainly plays with their base. So here's Warren Buffett, who, this article, I have an article in front of me, Sandy got it, from ABC News. Warren Buffett is a very rich guy. He is estimated to be worth more than $47 billion. That's billion, B as in bigger, not M as in minuscule. And he is concerned that, oh, the wealthy people aren't paying enough in income. Well, okay, by all means, Mr. Buffett, write out a check. And that goes for all of you out there. All of you rich people who think you're not paying enough, by all means, write out a check to the government. The government can accept the check. We'll be happy to see you lead by example. And it doesn't happen. You know, in Massachusetts, we've got that too. It was put in by Citizens for Limited Taxation. You can check off a box on the form. It's even easier here. You can check off a box on the form and pay a higher tax rate. It is a matter of record that virtually nobody does. It's some trivial percent, something like 0.01% of people who check it off. See, the liberal mentality is different. It's not just that they want to pay more taxes. That's not what they're really after. They don't like it unless they're forcing everybody else to do it, too.
From NBC, Richard Liu has Michael Smirkanish on, talking about Warren Buffett's New York Times article, which focuses on people who work for him and how they wind up paying more in taxes than he does.
Very interesting here, coming from one of the wealthiest, if not the wealthiest people in the world. You know, Buffett really saying here that, you know, he paid 17% taxes, while 20 people underneath him were paying about double that amount. He's saying, why is that happening?
Richard, it's been a subject of spirited conversation today in the talk radio world, as you might imagine, but people are entrenched on both sides. Some say that Buffett makes perfect sense. Others, I can tell you, call it, among other things, have said to me, but he makes no mention of the 35% corporate tax rate that money, which eventually went to him, was initially subjected to. What it reminds me of is that pre-straw poll question or debate question in Iowa, where the eight candidates were asked, would you go along with a deal where it was a 10-for-1 tax cuts or spending cuts and increases, and every hand went in the air. In other words, the intransigence on one side of the aisle, I think, speaks volumes, and that's where we are.
Yeah, the critics are saying, you know, it's taxed on the company side, and then it's taxed on the personal side. It's basically double taxation. But on the flip side here, Michael, in the end, you know, Buffett could be paying more just because he's earning more. So might that still be okay?
Well, and you're right. And, you know, there's a website where actually through the Treasury Department, if someone voluntarily wanted to write a check and do their part or more than their part to reduce the federal debt, then they're able to do so. So I've heard from those folks as well. It speaks, I think, to the way in which people are so black and white on this issue. They were almost predetermined to either support Buffett or be against Buffett without regard for the argument, the merit of what he was actually saying.
And speaking of that back and forth, Senator John Cornyn did fire back. He tweeted this. I want to read this for our audience. Quote, for tax-raising advocates like Warren Buffett, I am sure Treasury would take a voluntary payment for deficit reduction.
Up next, the court battle over Obamacare continuing. That's in the focus next year on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Shattered Rust Belt, come the Lost Vegas.
A brother went with me,
watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
What are you talking about? Chances are it's the same material that is being talked about on a lot of your favorite talk radio programs. From CNN, Carol Costello and Christine Romans talk to legal analyst Paul Callan about the legal fight over the president's health care plan.
What does all this mean?
Well, the courts are starting to get a little more focused on this. This is the health care reform bill, the big bill that was passed in 2010. And one of the things in the bill is what they call the individual mandate. And it says that if you don't have insurance, the law is going to require you to buy insurance. And the federal courts have been looking at that, saying, is it constitutional to force an American who does not want to have health insurance to buy health insurance? Or, as opponents say, is it a violation of the U.S. Constitution, the Commerce Clause? And now, for the first time, we have federal courts in sharp disagreement. The 11th Circuit, which covers part of the South, and the 6th Circuit, which covers Michigan to Tennessee, are in total disagreement on this. One of them says unconstitutional, the other says constitutional. So a lot of experts in this field think it's going to go to the U.S. Supreme Court now for final resolution.
Most assuredly, it probably will go to the U.S. Supreme Court. The problem is that, what, about more than a dozen states are getting millions and millions of dollars in federal money to implement the health care law. I mean, things are going forward full steam ahead in states like Maryland. So what do? Do they stop? Do they accept the federal money? Will they be wasting federal tax dollars if they go up and set up health care exchanges as is required by this law?
Well, it's a real dilemma for the states because obviously, depending upon which way the Supreme Court goes, they could be out a lot of money and the entire health care scheme could collapse. And frankly, there are very strong arguments on both sides of this question about compelling somebody to buy health insurance. People who are, you know, strong, rugged individualists say, I don't need health insurance. I don't get sick. You can't make me buy it. And then other people say, well, listen, you get run over by a car, you go to the emergency room, who's going to pay for that? Well, taxpayers are going to pay for that. So there are very, very strong arguments on both sides of this. And although there have been some precedents, you know, the Commerce Clause has been argued back until the 1800s, there's never been something kind of as clear-cut as this on this sort of individual freedom, personal responsibility issue.
Host Pat Campbell here with Pat McGowan from Capital Beat. The focus is the court ruling late last week on Obamacare.
What did the 11th Circuit rule?
It was an interesting decision. It was 2-1, a three-judge panel of the larger circuit, and the two judges together ruled that the individual mandate in the federal health care law was a violation of personal liberty. it violates people's rights to make decisions about their health care and about, you know, their body and about their personal rights for themselves. Now, it's significant because in Cincinnati, the Sixth Federal Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the opposite way. They upheld what people popularly call Obamacare. Mm-hmm. This was the 11th Circuit in Atlanta. It is kind of interesting, though. They did something a little that's become common in the courts, but it's still a little bit controversial, and that is that they ruled that the individual mandate, although it's unconstitutional, but the rest of the law could stand. And they ruled that way even though the legislation does not have what's called a severability clause.
What's that?
Severability means if one section of a law is struck down, the rest of the law would still stand. And that's actually a pretty important distinction. The Congress and the legislatures over the years have learned to do that. And I only mention it because it's the kind of wrinkle that could bring about a ruling at some point that doesn't reach the core issue of the constitutionality of this approach, but simply severs one part of it. Now, the flip side is, on a policy side, it's hard to see how they pay, even come close to paying, for the federal health care law without a mandate that everybody have coverage, which is the whole problem. The only way to do this is to do something unprecedented in American history in terms of government interference in the private economy. So this is just the beginning, though. Look for the Fourth Circuit, a court case out of Richmond, Virginia, where a judge struck down the whole thing very aggressively, federal district judge. That's now pending before the Fourth Circuit in Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have a pretty good argument going on among federal judges before long.
Now, what are the implications for us here in Oklahoma? What does this mean for us?
More about the items on the Countdown Show right there, front and center, in the Talk Radio Countdown Show box at DougStephan.com.